Last month, the Diverse Family Roots Society marked its first anniversary of empowering families across the Kootenays. The grassroots organization celebrated a year of connecting families with resources, each other, and the wider community. Looking ahead, the society has big plans for 2025. "We've been supporting families throughout the Kootenays," said Ben Postmus, the society's executive director. "A key part of this support comes from 22 dedicated volunteer family stewards, described by Postmus as boots-on-the-ground connections. These stewards not only address their own family needs but also assist others facing crises or seeking support. When a family is struggling or reaching out, there's nothing like connecting with another parent who understands," Postmus explained. "Lived experience is invaluable. It can truly be a game changer." One standout initiative, Dads Matter, Empowering Dads, brought together 108 fathers for virtual Sunday sessions over the past year. "This program has been incredible, not just for dads in the Kootenays or around the province, but even for participants as far as Thunder Bay, Ontario," Postmus shared. "There's nothing else like it. The chance for dads to connect, share, and inspire one another has been amazing." In addition to virtual programming, the society hosted in-person gatherings across the East and West Kootenay last year. Locations included Trail, Castlegar, Nelson, Nakusp, Caslow, Kimberley, Cranbrook, Fernie, and Invermere. A full calendar of in-person events is already being planned for spring. Expanding virtual support. Tuesday night virtual family sessions have been another success, with approximately 300 families participating over the past year. These sessions have attracted not just Kootenay locals but also families from Vancouver Island, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, and Northern BC. Meanwhile, Thursday night sessions focus on housing options for families with children who have disabilities. These sessions regularly draw about 190 registered participants. "Our reach is growing, and so are our partnerships," Postmus noted. The society is gearing up for a summer of inclusion and celebration. In July, they'll partner with the City of Trail and the Trail and District Arts Council for Music in the Park. The event will feature performances by Rock Squad, a group known for its work with Rock for Autism, alongside diverse vendors. Another highlight is the R3SET 2025 Summer Camp, held in Ryandel on Kootenay Lake. Open to families across the region, the weekend promises relaxation and fun, with offerings like Thai massage, yoga on the beach, sound healing, live music, belly dancing, tie-dye workshops, a pancake breakfast and barbecue, and more. The society has also expanded its website, adding features like a respite and community support directory. Families seeking assistance or offering services can create profiles to connect with one another. An innovative tech adaptive equipment share page allows families to donate or borrow items tailored to children with disabilities. "Our resource page provides easy access to both local and provincial supports," Postmus said. A call for support. Diverse Family Roots Society operates without government funding, relying on grants, foundations, businesses, and individual donors. "It's a lot of work," Postmus admitted, "but the impact is worth it." The society is always seeking partners and support. To contribute, visit CanadaHelps.org or learn more at diversefamilyroots.ca. For inquiries or to connect with the Society's family stewards, email diversefamilyroots@gmail.com.